Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back into the Treasure Chest Casino. Kicking off our weekend kickoff. We're getting ready for also Thursday Night Football, 7 p.m. here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, Saturday, we got LSU taking on Southeastern. Happy to welcome in now to the radio huddle, Southeastern head coach Frank Selfo joining us now. How's it going, Coach?
It's going good, man. Just had finished up a good day of practice and had a solid week for us this week.
Frank, it doesn't matter if you're from Louisiana or not. Man, to play in Tiger Stadium, you got guys that grew up, they watched LSU and, you know, Tiger Stadium. And you got people from Mississippi and Alabama, too, but there's nothing like that Death Valley. Playing in that stadium, and I tell people all the time, I remember Nichols goes in there last year, and for three quarters, they sort of went punch for punch with the Tigers. And Colin Guggenheim was the running back on that team. I told him, I said, Colin, you can tell your kids and grandkids this. Nichols lost, but you didn't.
Yeah, it's true. We watched the film on that, so it was good. He did a great job. It is, Mike. You know that. Tiger Stadium is one of maybe the most iconic stadium in the country, with the pageantry, the tailgating at night. I don't know if there's a greater place to go into, and I've been to a lot of them. And so, you know, I'm happy that our guys have an opportunity to go there. I'm happy that our guys have an opportunity to compete, and it's just one more game on the schedule that we get an opportunity to go play and show everybody who we are.
Frank, you'll get a kick out of this. A.J. McCarron came to the Manning Passing Academy, and you know, he went playing Tiger Stadium. He played there as a sophomore and senior. He didn't play as a sophomore, but he was there. So I told him, what's your impressions of Tiger Stadium? He said, when got off the bus, the first thing that hit me, the smell of alcohol. He said, man, I've never smelled alcohol that strong before in my life getting off that bus. And so I thought you'd get a kick out of that. That, you know, come on, it's part of the tailgating experience at LSU.
Well, it's the best in the country. You know that, Mike. And obviously, we've both been there a few times, right? I've been to Tiger Stadium. And so it's going to be a treat for me. I thought you were going to say the first thing he felt was or smelt was red beans and rice hitting him in the face or something, you know, because that happens too.
But I think that
place is, I know their record over there. I saw Brian talk about that. They're 17-1 at night. What a daunting place to go into. And they're playing really well right now. They got such a good football team. They're so well coached and they're playing well. And, you know, so it's obviously, a heck of a way to prove or to see who we are, right? To measure ourselves against one of the best in the country.
Tell us about your connection with that guy as the DC there. That eventually, Mr. Baker, I think, will be a head coach somewhere in college football pretty soon. But you got a connection to Blake.
Yeah, you know, Blake played for us at Tulane, Mike. He recruited him out of high school and signed him late. He was an undersized linebacker that was just tenacious, a ball hog, just knew what to do, man. And I always tell people, we tried to out-recruit him. Every year he was there, and we just couldn't. He was a starter. He was a leader. He did everything that that you want out of a Mike backer. And, you know, that's, I think his personality, you can see the defense, that's his personality, how tenacious they are, how they run around, how physical they play, how they anticipate, all of those things. You see that in their defense, but you saw that in Blake when he was playing. And, he, you know, his family, the mom, dad, great people. I say he's a good kid. He's a good man, and he's got some kids and married, and I'm just so happy for him. His journey has just it's taken him to where he is right now, and he's earned every bit of it along the way and overcome so many odds to get to that point.
Coach, when you watch the film of LSU, I think the biggest improvement from a year ago is their secondary. And I met up with Corey Raymond in the offseason, and he's like, Mike, I'm going to tell you something. If I can't coach this group, they're going to be looking for another secondary coach next year. And they bring in Mansoor Delane, DJ Pickett, the top cover cornerback in America comes in. You get there are two safeties. You look at A.J. Halsey, and, you know, they bring in North Carolina State safety and Cooley. Man, they look like a totally different team, and so much of it, Coach, has to do with the improvement they have in the secondary.
There is no doubt. I made that statement on Monday. I thought that their secondary might be the best that I've ever seen at the college level, or one of. And there's not much, you know, they play two really good teams and offensive teams in Clemson and Florida with some talented players. And there was not a lot of separation in those routes that those guys were running, especially in man coverage. And what it allows Blake to be able to do defensively is a lot of things that because he trusts them so much. Right. And they're right on top of everything they need to be on top of. And there is no space to get the ball out, where now he can do a lot more things. He's got a lot of things at his disposal that he can do defensively, schematically, because of the ability of those guys on the back end.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coach, tell me one thing with your football team you most surprised at in a positive way, and maybe one thing that you wish you were a little bit better at.
Somebody asked me that the other day, Mike, and you know what? I'm not surprised right now. We've got an older group. We've got a mature group, and we got guys that are we're consistently getting better each and every week. And I'm not surprised by that, because I think that's the path that we need to take. And I'm not disappointed in anything. I think where we are right now is about where we should be as we move on into the season. We've been through three games now, and we've steadily progressed in each and every phase. I wish maybe we were a little bit better on special teams, but offensively and defensively, the improvements that we've made each and every week is showing itself, and I think that's because of the experience that we have and the snaps that these guys have played. And that's why I'm looking forward to, you know, as we move on through the season, that continued improvement. So I don't think there's anything that you just pinpoint and say, man, we really need to get better at that. We're really doing a good job at a lot of different areas.
Coach, Rebo told me this years ago, and he was like, Mike, most people don't really remember what you did in September and maybe early October. You know what they really remember? What happens after the second week in October and into November when it's conference play in the Southland. That's what everybody remembers you for.
It does. And that's why the disappointment was last year, where we finished the season winning 6 out of 7 and losing by 3. You know, the only loss was by 3 to, you know, a top 10 ranked team and a seeded team. And that's what disappointed us about not getting in. We were playing our best ball at the end of the year last year. That's what we hope to do again, right? You want to continue to get better as the year goes along, and we want to continue to grow and get better each and every week and play our best ball at the end. But Timmy's right. People see that. They see that as you're coming along. If you know this, to get into the college football playoff, you better lose early. Because if you lose late, it might knock you out. Losing early, you can overcome it and recover from that. And you kind of feel like that's the same way at the FCS level, getting into the playoffs.
Coach Frank, health-wise, how are you at this stage? Because you got a couple games under your belt. Everybody's going to have some bumps and bruises. But from a health standpoint.
Yeah, you talking about me or the team? I'm a little overweight.
Man, now come on, what? What? You and I both in that category. I wouldn't ask you that about you, but I'm talking about the team.
I think we're healthy. Look, we've got the same things that everybody else. We've got a strain. We got a pull. We got a sprain. We got all of those things just like everybody else. It's next man up. If we have to use the next man up, if not, that guy's got to go. We're no different than anybody else. So I'm pleased where we are. I think our training staff is good, and we're ready to go.
Coach, I'll ask you a question. I don't know how you will answer this one, but I look across the college football landscape today, and, you know, we couple of three games into the season. I don't see a one team that I can say they head and shoulders above anybody else. I do think the transfer portal and the lack of depth, if you lose someone, it ain't a little drop. Man, it's Mount Everest. So to speak, for some of these teams. When they lose a starter and a quality starter, I do think it is so tightened now in major college football, and I'm sure same thing in the FCS, that it's really kind of week to week, not who you play, but when you play them, so to speak, from a health standpoint.
Yeah, Mike, you and I have this discussion. You know, when it used to be where, prior to the transfer portal, there were certain schools that were 2 and 3 deep guys going to the NFL. And now those 2 deep guys that were good enough to play in the NFL a year later, they're going to another school. And that school now is building their defensive line, or a receiver that now was a backup and he's not the number one guy. He's going to go to another school and be the number one guy. And that's what you're seeing. You're seeing that at the Power 4 level. Those programs are building all-star teams, and they're getting the best 11 on each side of the football. And so that's what you're seeing. They're looking at, we need a starting guard. Well, he might be the third guard. You know, Vanderbilt's starting guard might be the third guard at Alabama, but he's a starting guard for them, and he's just a step behind. He just needed an opportunity to get to do what he needs to do, and they're getting those things now. And because of that, that's why I think you're seeing the parity that you're seeing, that there's, you know, and you guys are gamblers, but the point spreads aren't going to be as big as it is when some of these teams used to play each other as it is now. That's starting to level off a little bit, and those teams are a lot more competitive when a team like Indiana, even though the schedule wasn't that hard, they're in there. Illinois is in there. Teams that normally haven't been at the top of the conference are moving up to the top. Thus, you look at Vanderbilt and Ole Miss. Teams that haven't perennially been at the top, they're at the top now, and I think it's great for the game.
Coach, last question for you. I know you put a lot of emphasis on special teams. Playing a team like LSU, you got to beat them in special teams. I just think if you're going to stay close or beat them, that element, now turnovers do kind of equal the feel, but special teams for me, I think, always plays a big part when you're trying to pull off an upset.
It is. It's that hidden yardage. It's the field space. It's where you are. Can we get some first downs and then punt? and then flip the field? Can we return a punt and pick up some extra yardage? Can we do a great job on our coverage teams, limiting LSU on the return yardage? Those are all big things that we've emphasized all during the week. Of course, we do it every week, right? And that's what I think that's where we've had the advantage over a lot of our opponents that we've played. We do a great job on special teams in those areas. So you're going to see that play out on Saturday. And, you know, our guys need to do what they need to do and get the job done. And then we'll see where that yardage comes from.
Coach Seffel, definitely appreciate the time and good luck on Saturday. Thanks for joining us.
Come see me at Acme Oyster House, Coach.
Go Frank!
I'm doing pregame over there. Yeah, that's where I'm at on Saturdays. Me and Herb Tyler, so come see me at Acme Oyster House. I'll take care of the bill.
I'm usually busy on Saturdays, Mike. I'm busy on Saturdays sometimes, right?
Okay.
Hey, look, Mike, I want to say this, too. We got a young man on our team from Crowley, Louisiana, by the name of Jackson Casanova, that will be making the trip with us on Saturday. And I know that's a name that the people with an LSU background will certainly they're familiar with.
Man, Tommy was one of the all-time greats, Frank. Really was.
Absolutely.
Consider what he did to play on both sides and as a kick punt returner. Man, there ain't many guys that had that on the resume like what Tommy did.
Exactly right. And Jackson's going to be one of those guys that's going to do some special things for us. We're excited about him being a Southeastern Lion.
Cheers again, Coach. Thanks again. We'll be talking to you soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.